We wrap up the day's top business news now at 26 minutes past 6 right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM, looking into a World Bank report into the weakness in the world's agricultural commodity prices. According to the World Bank's Agriculture Price Index, a decline of 1% was recorded in the second quarter. We are now joined by senior agricultural economist at APSA, Wessel Lemmer. Good evening.
Good evening, Lisa.
Wessel, thank you so much for your time. What has the decline itself been linked to?
Well, the past 2 years, we saw that both Argentina, Brazil, and the U.S. has excellent crops. So there's a huge stock situation in the world globally in terms of both corn and soybean. And that is actually putting global corn prices and soybean prices at very low levels, which means that your export prices for even for our maize in South Africa is under pressure. And it's fortunate for our animal feed industry because they are doing well now, especially after the drought where they experienced high beef prices and the culling of cattle. So it gives them a chance to recover. But globally, there's this low prices. But what we expect is that as crude oil prices may increase, we may see an uptick in global prices going forward to next year, 2018. Mm-hmm. It will not be much, but you will see that in real terms, actually corn prices doing better than the oilseed prices because the oilseed is a high-value crop. If you look at the nominal price increases of the oilseed prices, it seems to be faring better than corn prices. But at constant prices, real prices, you actually see that maize prices doing better going forward. But it's a sideways movement. So things can happen quickly. The weather can change everything. Right. But at the moment, prospects are for prices to remain at low levels.
So it's not all bad news, as you've just explained. What does it mean for us here in South Africa as large consumers of maize in particular?
Well, yes. Now, for those consumers of maize paying high prices the previous year because of the 2016 drought, we have a surplus of maize in South Africa as well. The intentions to plant producers also show that producers are going to plant a follow-up crop, which is also huge. So, and the prospects for weather looks very good. So most producers that are very good diversified into a cattle enterprise will do good because of the high winter cattle prices. And then the animal feeds industry, they will have much cheaper raw material to make animal feeds that will go into the feedlots, and especially your poultry industry that's hammered by bird flu. They will be excellent because of these low prices. Also your pork industry have been feedlots also.
Thank you so much for your time and input. Agricultural commodity prices, or rather, this is an agricultural economist from APSA. That was Wessel Lemmer, who was speaking to us about agricultural commodity prices that is entailed in the World Bank report into the weakness of the world's agricultural commodity prices.